As we near the end of this sermon series on the Lord's Prayer, I really encourage you to reread or listen to each of the previous sermons, for this prayer is not only our moral code, but it's really the gospel in prayer form. It highlights two themes that are on Jesus' mind throughout his ministry: how to love God more fully and how to love others more deeply. The first three petitions in the prayer are requests for the Father's glory, and the last four are for the disciples and our needs. And today we focus on the sixth and seventh petitions. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. So let us hear it in the context of the prayer as we read Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. This is the word of the Lord. Temptation, time of trial. Why do we say things in these different presentations, one from Scripture, one when we say the Lord's Prayer? If, as it says in the book of James, God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one, then why do we use the word temptation in the Lord's Prayer? Well, first of all, the word used in Greek can refer to, the same word can refer to temptation to sin, or it can refer to the trials and testings of faith and obedience. And secondly, there's an eschatological or end times testing through which we all must pass. And the petition is that God will not let us fail this test. This morning, I'd like to focus on what does this mean for us right now, here today? And we can sum it up like this. This is a request for protection and a plea to save us from ourselves. Jesus is teaching us to pray that we may be protected when we find ourselves with situations and enticements that would drag us away from loyalty to him. Protection from that which would separate us from God. God may not tempt us, but God does allow us to be tempted, and God allows us to be tested. And testing, while seldom, if ever, pleasant, can be a good thing. Steel and aluminum undergo strenuous testing before they are used to make cars and airplanes. Would you really want to drive or fly in a machine that had not been tested for strength? I think not. Testing in school is sadly used and abused these days, but the real intent is to see what students have learned, and especially what they are prepared to handle in the future. And without our being tested along the way, how can we know if our faith stands up? After all, it is so easy to have faith in God's goodness when things are going well. I've mentioned before that I served as a chaplain at Children's Hospital in Detroit. And while there, I saw a lot of sadness and a lot of tragedy. Never for a moment did I believe that What I saw was caused or planned by God. What I did see was God's presence. And I saw how God would use a heartbreaking situation for good if we but open ourselves to it. Those parents were surely tested and tempted in a myriad of ways by their situations. But those with strong faith were able to glimpse beyond their own circumstances and trust that God's ultimate goodness and love and faithfulness were even greater than their individual circumstances and their personal pain. They stood strong in their faith and held on to God, resisting the temptation to be drawn away. Evil is not just about doing bad things. It is about being drawn away from God. And evil is real. It does exist, and it is powerful. Evil is out there in the world, and it is within each one of us. When we worship anything other than God, we give power to the forces of malevolence, and we call that Satan, or the devil, or the accuser, or the evil one. We do have choices. Those of us, and I won't have you raise your hands, but hopefully there are enough of us of a certain age that remember the Flip Wilson comedy show. Wasn't it great? You remember him as the Reverend of the Church of What's Happening Now. Well, one of his most famous characters was Geraldine Jones, and she got into, did all kinds of things she shouldn't do, was swayed this way and that. And her famous line was, "The devil made me do it." And while we laughed and often repeated that line in jest, we know in our hearts that we are responsible for the decisions we make and the things we do. And it brings to light that while God may not tempt us, there are surely many temptations in this life. Worldly forces tempt us every day, and they are different for each one of us. And if anyone understands that, it is Jesus. Jesus teaches us to pray as someone who has come to the breaking point and knows the temptations we face. And this prayer, this powerful prayer, asks for protection from the temptations that will come before us and the trials that we must go through. We are praying to be relieved from the great tribulation that will one day come on all the world. We are praying that no temptation will be too great for us. We are praying to pass that which tests our faith and to be led to deeper relationship with God. We are praying with and for ourselves and for each other. We are praying to be God-centered and not self-centered. So how do we do this? We pray and we train. Soldiers train every day and may never see battle. Athletes train every day and may never play a game, but they are as ready as they can be. We too need to train every day, for at some time or another, we will see battle, and we will be put in the game. How do we do that? We do it with trust and with obedience. through remembering that although evil is real and is powerful, so is Jesus' victory over the power of evil. By realizing that Jesus is here, not only with us, but for us. By following Jesus, we can resist the temptation and pass those trials that are set before us and be delivered from evil. This part of the Lord's Prayer asks for protection against the forces which try to separate us from God. But within it is also a prayer for transformation, that we may be transformed, and our motivation for that transformation should be obedience. Our faith is strengthened not just by reading the Bible and not just by listening to sermons. It is strengthened by the trials that we experience and by the lives of others in whom we see God at work. Through our relationships, we can help each other keep God as the main focus and as the authority. And by example, we can demonstrate the love and the goodness of God. Through our relationships, we remember that although we may have individual trials, we are in this together. Our Father, the entire prayer is for all of us as we join together. And so the challenge for this week is, how am I training now to face the unknown trials that will come? And how does my faith life help others in their times of trial? Let us pray. Faithful God, we truly believe that all things work together for good to those who love you. Help us to recognize our weaknesses and remain faithful and obedient in service to you, helping to carry each other when we are struggling. Amen.